Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Let's go to Luke chapter 15. Luke 15, 1 to 10. I seriously can't wait to hear more testimonies about people coming to know Christ. We usually want to depend so much on people being brought to church. But as we heard the other week, we need to go out. We need to go out. Orlando will tell you, you need to go out. So there's things that the Lord is inviting all of us to. We all have a ministry. And that's just sharing the gospel. Just start where you are. Just start with one person. So today, for the next few moments, I want to talk about leaving the 99. Leave the 99. Luke 15, verse 1 says, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.' So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light up a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Heavenly Father, we just thank you for those testimonies. We thank you for the stories we've heard. And we thank you for each person that's here today, that we're all on a journey with you. Lord, we thank you that you are always speaking. You're speaking to those that don't know you. You're trying to get their attention. You're speaking to those that know you to get more of your attention. Lord, you have our attention in this moment. Would you speak through your word? Lord, would you equip us with what we need to do what you have called us to do, to share your love and to share your heart? In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So leave the 99. When we read that in Luke 15, you see Jesus is there. And it says that there were people that were drawing close to Jesus. There were people that were attracted, that wanted to be around Jesus. Who are those people? The sinners, the tax collectors. Can we just go back to that scripture? Now the tax collectors, they were cheating people of their money. They were taking more tax from them. They were rich because they were cheating. They were sinners. And they were all gathering around Jesus. They wanted to be around him. And then the Pharisees, they're going, "What? This guy calls himself the Savior. He's God. He's fully God and fully man. As if. Why is he hanging around with these people?" See, these Pharisees had a spirit of religion. They had a religious spirit. They didn't want to associate themselves with a certain kind of people. They were actually opposing what Jesus wanted. Whereas Jesus is the light and was the light at that point, and they were attracted to him because of God's presence and because of the truth that he had. Do we make time and space for the lost? Jesus was making time and space for those that were lost. So to teach them, to teach the Pharisees, to teach the people, he tells them a parable. A parable was an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. He tells them a story that they can understand. They can understand what shepherds do. They can understand what sheep do. So Jesus says, hey, there's this guy, he's a shepherd, he's got 100 sheep. He loses one of them. One out of 100. Man, if I lost one out of 100 of something, I'd be like, man, I'm not going to risk the rest of this. I'm just going to focus and do what I can with what I've got. I'm not going to worry about that little thing that I've lost. But the shepherd goes, this is one of my sheep. He loves the sheep so much. It says he leaves the 99. It says he leaves them. Let's go back to that verse in your Bibles. It says he leaves them. Next one. Yeah, 99. He leaves them in the open country. If a shepherd who's got the rod, who's got the staff, he leaves his sheep. He's taking a big risk for the one. They could be in danger, but that's how much the shepherd loves the sheep so much. He goes for the one. He leaves the 99. Some of us have heard this before. We've heard it many times. But will we leave the 99 to go for the one? Will we focus on the one? See, the 99 in our day today is this room. We are the 99. The church is the 99. I'm not saying don't focus on church. I'm not saying don't come to church. People start making excuses. Oh, I couldn't come to church on Sunday, man, because I was leaving the 99. I needed to be at Chadston, sharing the gospel. Chadston's there every day, buddy. You can go another day. But it's about what we do when we walk out of this place. It doesn't mean you go necessarily knocking on every door straight away. Is this your heart posture? Do you have that radar on for the lost? You know, wherever you are, in a cafe, there's people. In the shopping center, there's people. It's just tuning into God. Lord, is there anything you want me to do right now? Is there anything you want me to say right now? So he leaves the 99. He loves the one so much. It says he doesn't stop until he finds it. Imagine that. The shepherd does not stop until he's found it. He keeps going and going and going. And then once he finds it, what happens? He rejoices. He celebrates. There's a massive celebration that takes place because of the one. And it tells us in Luke 15 that when he's found it, verse 5, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. There is rejoicing. But what Jesus tells them is, he says this in verse 7, just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Just think about that. What does heaven celebrate? We're celebrating the grand final. We're celebrating birthdays. We're celebrating anniversaries. It's all good stuff. But what does heaven celebrate when one soul, when one sinner comes to know him? The angels join in. They shout. They celebrate. This is what heaven celebrates. If that's what heaven celebrates, why is it that sometimes we struggle to get the same heart? To be like that shepherd to say, until I found that lost sheep, I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep asking. Because this is what heaven celebrates. You see, with the coin, the woman has 10 coins. She loses the one coin. And she keeps looking. She gets her lamp on. She is looking. I'm telling you, if I lost one coin, I'd be like, see you later. Because you know it's going to show up at some point, right, in your house. You end up finding it under something or in some clothes. But this woman valued it so much. She kept looking. She kept looking until she found it. Who's that one person in your life that you're praying for all the time? You know, maybe they used to know God, but they've walked away. Have we given up on them? Or are we still praying daily, weekly, monthly that they would come back to God? Because this is what heaven celebrates. It says in verse 10 about the coin, this same woman actually rejoices and she tells everyone. Imagine calling your neighbors, hey guys, come, I found my coin. Oh, what coin? Imagine that. That's what we do in Zimbabwe. Imagine that. What's wrong? I found my coin. People think you're crazy. But we have so much that we carry of His truth, of His presence, that we need to share with others. We take it for granted what we have. I take my salvation for granted. But there's people I walk past every day. Pastor Hannah talked to us a few months back about owning our neighborhoods. Do you know your neighbors? Have you knocked on their doors? Like, what have we done with that message? Have we actually done something with that message? When you're walking on your street, do you just walk past your neighbors? Even though you've seen them so many times, you just don't know what that little conversation, what that little hello, what else God's going to bring through that. How you can help these people. We carry something special. Leave the 99. My question for you today is, do we have time and space for the lost? Luke 19 verse 10 says that Jesus came for one thing, to seek and to save the lost. He didn't come so that every Sunday we can have this awesome game day, we're at church, and then tick, it's done. This is not what heaven celebrates. This honors God, what we're doing. It's not saying let's not do it. But what's at the top of the Father's heart is seeing someone come to know Him. And He gives us all that we need to make that happen. He makes it happen. And this is just to remind us to be aware of it and to share His love with others, to share the gospel with others so they can know. They can become aware of Jesus. Some people actually have no clue who Jesus is. We take it so much for granted. We think people know. Some people have no idea. It's not talked about in schools anymore unless you go to a Christian school. So what you carry is so powerful. Do you have time? Do you make time and space for the lost? The Pharisees didn't want to make time for sinners. Do you have any lost people in your life? If you don't, you're hanging out with the wrong people. You're too comfortable. I'm not saying just hang out with the lost all the time. But I'm saying let's be exposed to it. Let's be around them so we can actually call them high. We can encourage them. We can do life with them. Someone's like, oh, you want me to be with the lost all the time? Revolver, here we go. Some of you might get that. It's not saying be in the clubs. It's not saying go and dabble. It's just saying don't just get comfortable in your Christian circles, because God hasn't given us the truth and the Spirit just to keep to ourselves. So He's calling us to have His heart for the lost, to leave the 99. Could I get the worship team to come and join me? Do you actually pray daily? God, today lead me to someone who needs to hear that You love them. Lord, lead me today to someone who needs the gospel, who needs the truth. Some of us don't want to pray that because we know it's going to happen. Some of us are just scared to ask that, or it's just not even on the radar. But that's why we have the light. That's why we are His light, so we can shine that light. Is there one person that you're praying for? Do you want to see as God sees people? See, when we walk around and we don't even notice that people are lost. And I know that can sound like we're degrading people. We're not degrading people by saying the lost, they're lost. Everyone was created for a relationship with God. Every single person. And God makes a way to reach them. He made a way through Jesus. But He makes a way for them to be reached by people like you and me, so that they can go from being lost to being found. And this is part of our discipleship journey, all of us, is getting a greater heart for the lost. It's not to condemn you. It's to say, remember what you have. People need it. What are you doing with it? And people just need to hear, what is the truth? You need to share the truth. You use your own story of how you came to Jesus. What's your story of how you came to Jesus? Who was it that prayed for you? How did you end up in that situation? Just share your story with them. Ask them, hey, I just want to ask, have you actually ever heard about Jesus? They'll either go, oh, yeah, that bloke. Or, oh, tell me more. Or, no, I'm not interested. They'll give you something. But you can't say they're no for them. I've said people's no for them so many times. And then the times I've tried to step out, I've been surprised at the reaction. You just ask someone, can I pray for you? Most times they'll say yes. We've just got to make the time and the space. Nothing else is more important than this. Nothing else is more important. You hear someone's passed away that you knew, and you go, oh, if only I could have shared. Oh, I didn't know if they knew God or not. Whatever opportunity you have, share His love. Share His love. Share His truth. What are some of the things that you can share? We're taught in Sharing Jesus Confidently course some of the core truths that God is holy. God is holy. People need to know that. He's sacred. He's divine. He's like no other. God is holy. You share with people that man is a sinner. You and I, all of us, we are all sinners. We all fall short of His glory. And then you share with them that man needs a Savior. We all need to be saved. None of us can do it by ourselves. You share with them that because we need a Savior, Jesus came, that He lived, that He died, that He rose again, that He sent His Holy Spirit, and that Jesus is coming back. He sent His Spirit, and now you can have a relationship with Him. We have a relationship with Him, but He's coming back. It literally took me 40 seconds or less to just share that. You do that in your own words. You share with them, God loved, God gave, you believe, you receive. They go, what are you talking about? Or let me break it down to you. You start to tell them. God will let you share it, speak it in the way that you usually speak. You don't have to be trained for this. You've got it. You've already got it in you. You speak from who you are in God. Do we have time and space for the lost? Can we all close our eyes in this moment? Lord, we make a decision today that we want to be a people that leave the 99. Lord, we thank You that we get to come into this room on a Sunday, and Lord, that You speak, that You equip us, that we get to walk out equipped and full, and that we get to share Your truth wherever You call us. Lord, we thank You that even when we're out there, You are with us. Your presence is with us. You equip us by Your word. We thank You, God, that You're challenging us to be a people that want to share You with all those that You bring around us. Lord, show us today who the people are that we can share with. Lord, surprise us with the opportunities. Holy Spirit, help us to be so sensitive to Your Spirit that You'd give us words of knowledge, words of wisdom, that You'd show us even when we see someone with a cast or crutches or in a wheelchair, to go and say, hey, what's happened there? Can I pray for you? Lord, give us the wisdom to know when to ask, when to speak, what to do. As we heard today, You have got it covered. And Lord, we just say we trust You. It's all about You.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I thank You that You love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow You. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that You fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after You. I thank You that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.